Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, listeners. This is Patty Black. I want to welcome you to the Good News Show. We are back with the fifth week of the Living Large series. This week is a very interesting topic. We're calling it the key people in your life. When I was growing up, my mother always said, you choose your friends don't choose you. And I really didn't understand that until I was maybe in my mid-30s. So we're going to talk about that today and the importance of it. And I know what she meant now because it's the key to living large. I am on air with Sherry. Are you here, Sherry?
Good morning, everybody, and happy Memorial Day. We are talking about building your team of positive supporters. And that's the people in your life that support you. They support you in being healthy. Eating healthy is one of them. How many of us are living a healthy lifestyle, being conscious of what we're eating, and we have the sabotagers in our life? They don't want to support us. And you go over to their house for dinner, and they're making you a fabulous dinner, and they're telling you, eat this. It's only one piece of cake, and they don't stop until you say, okay. Well, we need to get rid of the sabotagers in our life, people, and realize that no is a complete sentence. We need to get our team together. Who is supporting us? And who is helping us to grow to be the best that we can be? And then who takes our energy away from us? So these are the things we need to look into. There are so many people in our life who support us to be the best we can be. We usually don't get it from one person. We'd hope that we could get it from one person, but we don't.
We don't.
No, we have a lot of people in our lives, and we get a little bit from each person. We have friends who support us emotionally, and you know that they're there for you. You can always call on these people.
Mm-hmm. I think it's important when you meet people and you develop a relationship, friendship with them, to really monitor where they are on as for the vibration that they're on. How far is it to the positive side? How far is it to the negative side? And if you feel good and you know that that person is supporting the positive side of vibration and keeping you on your path, then keep them in your life. If not, gently let them go.
Exactly. It's, you know, being aligned also with the people in your life so that you're both supporting each other. And you have, you know, people that'll listen to you, you know, and then they'll help you if you have a situation that you want to talk to somebody about. You can call on these people, and they listen, and they help you to sort out your thoughts. And then maybe they'll tell you when you're wrong sometimes, you know, and you need to have people like that. They're also, if you're thinking negative, and these are the friends that will stop you and say, okay, time to change the channel, you know, turn your thoughts around. And this is a friend that supports you. They don't tell you what you want to hear. They don't tell you what to do, but they do have some positive impact and input in your life. So, you know, I find for myself, I draw on all of my team for lots of different things, and I have lots of different key people in my life. We have our spiritual supporters, and these are our friends who hear about, like, there's a great meditation class, and they tell you about it, and it starts you on a whole new path, and you're going in that direction together. And then if there's, like, a workshop going on, and they'll tell you about that, and you can go together, and it supports you in your growth. For me, I go to every one of my team, as I said, and one of my supporters are my spiritual supporters is my minister. And I have two great ministers here at Unity Church, and I'm very lucky to have these two ministers that are clients of mine also. And when they're sitting in my chair, it's like I say, it doesn't get better than this. I mean, I have their undivided attention for at least an hour, and we'll talk about all kinds of things. But we also will talk about our Creator, who is our number one supporter, my number one supporter. And sometimes we need to be reminded that it's, of course, the God of our understanding, or our spirit or our higher power. For those of us that don't like to use the word God, it's just the higher universal being. And I know that we can call on that spirit and that energy 24/7. And I know that faith is what miracles are made of. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and when we build a relationship with our higher power, our creator, or our God, as I like to call him, it's like having a conversation with your best friend, you know?
Exactly. That's a conversation you can have at any second that you want. You can pull in on it.
Mm-hmm. You know, we have our friends, and if we wanted to have a friendship with one of our friends, a closer friendship, we would call on them and say, do you want to go out to dinner? Do you want to do a movie? And that's how we would want to get in closer to our friend. But when we're talking to our creator, we need to do that also. It's tapping in at all times of the day. It's not just like a morning prayer or a Sunday prayer. It's being conscious that we have someone, that we have the energy, we have the source and the force that is with us 24/7, and we go to that support to call on for all of our needs, for all of our help. You know, if it's you're going into a very important meeting and you are feeling a little nervous and anxious, and if you go into that energy and ask for support and ask for help, then that's what you get. And what happens is, if you're having this conversation with your higher power, and then you just get out of the way because you become an open vessel and you allow the change to happen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, because we can't talk about having our support team without talking about being centered spiritually and going within and quieting our mind, put it on pause, and be at one with our higher self. And in getting aligned with the spirit within us, this is where we get our true energy and our highest level of support.
Mm-hmm. Well, the creator is the number one key supporter in our life. And we find that we do run into people, physical people, who tend to carry a message from the creator, or some people refer to them as angels. I'm thinking of the person who is the know-it-all in my life. Whenever I need to make a large purchase, whether it be a refrigerator, a dishwasher, a certain paint for my wall, or a vehicle, I know I can call one person, and this person is like an encyclopedia. He knows exactly everything, which model is the best, how to do my own research, and that I am very grateful for that. That's somebody who can help me make decisions in life. And, you know, that's a key person. That person is on my team. Then I have another person who's the mechanic who doesn't lie to me. I'm keeping that person in my life. I'm so grateful. And there have been many times when I've been in a situation where I needed help with my car, and he has helped me. He a couple of times has said, your car really isn't broken. A wire fell off, so let's put it on, and I just want you to have a safe car. Now, that's an angel.
It really is.
Then there are those people who, friends who you can just call and say, I've had a tough day. I want to go to the movie. And you wind up going to the movie with this person. You don't talk about the day. It's just light fun.
Mm-hmm.
That's a key person for me. That gets me through the times where I'm just, I need a little pick-me-up without really going in and rehashing everything that's getting me down. So that's a key person.
That is. That's beautiful. Also, you know, we also, in our series, we've been talking about visualization and affirmations. So I just want to remind everybody, this is the deal, people. If you visualize, if you put your movie screen of your life, it's like what adventure do you want in your movie? it's your movie. You know, what do you want to create? So I suggest to start out like 5 minutes in the morning and 5 minutes at night, and be in touch with what you're creating, what you want in your life, and make it big, like Patty says, make it colorful, and, you know, make it exciting. And this will get you in that headspace and align you with what you're going for and what you're creating. And along with that, we talk about affirmations. And affirmations are affirming the good things in life, affirming it like it's already happening. So that's one of the key things about having your affirmations.
Well, listeners, we want to hear from you, so pick up the phone, tell us a good story, make us smile. We all want to smile on this beautiful Monday morning. Call 347-324-5983. That's 347-324-5983. And if you don't have access to a phone, or if you're not listening to this live, you can send us an email at goodnewsshow@yahoo.com. That's goodnewsshow@yahoo.com. Send in words of positive thought or send in a question. We also have the option of chatting, so you could log on and start a chat. And what we'll do is we'll read it over the airwaves just for you. This is Patty Black reaching you from Miami, Florida, the Magic City. And I'm on air with Sherry, bringing this Good News Show to you this morning.
Hey, good morning, everybody. And let's talk a little bit more about affirmations, because that is something, a little key that has worked for me for many, many years. And it's really like a tricky thing. You go, how does that work? I don't know how it happens. And I really don't know how the how it works. It's just one of those universal things that it works. Just do it. Don't even question it. But I was talking to some girls at work the other day, and they were, you know, they were just in a negative place about their, and our business wasn't good for them. And we were talking about the creating of positive thought, affirming that business is good. I am creative. I love the work I do. When you say things in an affirming way, even if it's not even happening, I am at my perfect job. You are affirming that you're already there, and somehow or other, it just works where all of a sudden you are creating. Mm-hmm. I used to affirm that I love to exercise when I really didn't love to exercise, and I would go out and walk on the boardwalk, which is so beautiful over here in Miami Beach, on the water, on the beach, and I would say, I love to exercise. I get up every day and exercise. Exercise is part of my life, when I was struggling to do it and I didn't want to do it every morning. But all of a sudden I turned around and it's like, wow, I'm out there exercising. I love it. And it is part of my life. And it's just one of those small things that I do for that particular thing. I do it for a lot of things, mm-hmm, in my life. Mm-hmm. So I encourage
And talking about key people, a key person is the person who calls you in the morning and goes for the walk with you, or who encourages you, or who asks you, how are your walks? How's your exercise going? You look great. Keep it up.
Right, right. And I have a lot of those key people that call me at 5:30 in the morning when I don't want to hear from them. Maybe, come on, get up, let's go. I want to say our little mantra that we say every week is live simply, love generously, care deeply, and speak kindly. A little bit, people, about affirmations and gratitude. Gratitude is something that we find that is one of the most important things, that we start our day in gratefulness. You know, it doesn't matter. You have to, like, think about all the things that you have in your life. Write down a list of 10 things that you're grateful for. It gives you an opportunity to look at your life and look at, I am grateful. And when you're in that mode of gratefulness, you don't have room for negativity, or you don't have room for anything, any fear. Gratitude takes the place of fear, and we need to keep ourselves in that place. One of the things that I always do is as soon as I put my feet on the floor, I'm saying thank you. And if you say only one little prayer and it's only thank you, then that is even enough, because we need to get in touch with our gratitude. There's things to be grateful for, even if we don't have what we already want in our life. We can be grateful that we're going to be getting it. We're grateful in opening ourselves up to knowing that our lessons, we are grateful for the lessons that we're learning. So I'm really big on,
Well, with gratitude, you're looking at the positive in the situation, too. You're searching for, if it's a situation where it's just hard to find that gracious feeling, you can search, and if you just really, look, you'll see at least one good thing, because everything balances. For every bad, there's a good. So in gratitude, you're looking at the positive, which keeps you on that positive vibration, and it's a very powerful concept.
True. If we concentrate on finding whatever it is that's good in every situation, we realize that our life is filled with gratitude, and that feeling is what fills our soul. So there are so many things that in every situation that we're in, we can look at what's the positive that's coming through it. And then mm-hmm. there's a calmness, that comes when we're living in that state mm-hmm. of gratitude.
So once you've built your support team or your key people in your life who are going to support your lifestyle and living large, you have this sense of gratefulness for those people. And that is the key to living large. You need that support in order to be in that mode and be excited about your life.
That's true. We have a lot of things to be excited about. One of the things that, we talk about, that the joy in our life. We want to wake up every morning with joy and happy to be in this day. I mean, look at this day that we've got ahead of us. It's an exciting day. And
Go ahead. Well, the key is in once you reach that joy, and many people do, the consistency of having it in your life, waking up every day with that joy, and many people do that. We are tested once in a while for those who have evolved to that point, but when you have that in your life, it really makes a difference. It really makes a huge difference. So, listeners, I just want to hear from you. Pick up the phone. Tell us a good story. Make a smile on this beautiful Monday morning. Call 347-324-5983. That's 347-324-5983. If you don't have access to a phone or if you're not listening to us live, send us an email at goodnewsshow@yahoo.com. That's goodnewsshow@yahoo.com. Send in words of positive thought or send in a question. You could send it in during the week and we'll read it over the airwaves next week. This is Patty Black reaching you from Miami, Florida, the Magic City. And I am on air with Sherry, bringing the show to you to share the good news today.
Hi, everybody. We're here. We're talking about having the supporters in your life, having our key supporters, and talking a little bit about gratitude. We ask ourselves, what does gratitude mean? It means living in a state of gratefulness is probably the greatest gift we can receive. It comes from the core of all our experiences. All the decisions, all of our actions are filled with gratitude. It's good to write down at least 10 things that we're grateful for so we can be aligned with that flow. And we're waiting for a caller to come in, but we're a little bit late on that, so let's just keep it going until we get our caller coming in. One of the things that we like to do, and I mean, in getting your support group group together, I find that it's drawing on the people in our lives that are really there for us. I know a lot of people that don't like to open up to other people. They're very close, and they don't draw on the energy from other people either. They're kind of in their own place. They stay in a little box. And one of the things that I always say is, you know, you got to be able to get out of yourself a little bit. Put yourself on the line. Find the people that you resonate with. Find people in your life that have what you want and that you want to be around. Find the people that are in your field of work that are doing the things that you want to do, and they're doing a really great job at it. What are they doing and how are they doing it? Get in touch with those people. Watch them. Talk to them. It's always good to go up to people that are involved in the business that you're in and say, how do you do that? You know, how are you building your business? How did you get to where you're going? Ask some questions. Find out, you know, what they did to get ahead in their life.
Mm-hmm. It's always important to have like-minded people. And what's more exciting than having a friend who has a similar passion, where you can both get excited about the successes you have along the way, especially in career or in something creative or in the health field? Like-minded people, they just have those things in common that get you going, that keep you alive, feeling happy, feeling excited, and full of energy. We now have a very special guest calling in. Her name is Mindy Matter-Diamond. She has a company called Prosperous Outlook and works out of South Florida. Mindy, are you on air with us?
Yes. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning, Mindy.
Good morning. Mindy, could you please tell our listeners about Prosperous Outlook and what
Gladly.
You do?
I provide an environment and proactively assist my clients in eliminating negative self-images, encouraging personal growth, and ultimately getting to the bottom of who they really are, getting to the top of who we really are and not who we are by dressing up to be. With that said, humans are not hangers, and segue to hangers is it's my pleasure to go into my clients' closets, eliminate what is no longer them, and substituting and encouraging and enhancing what is their personal style.
Mm.
Very interesting.
It's a very special gift to be able to do that.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Do you need to spend time with the individual or before being able to do a read like that?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. One of the reasons that my clients do come back is because initially there's a consultation, and that consultation lasts at least 3 hours, where I get to know them, their size, their style. I enhance their taste, boost their confidence, and they return for more. More guidance and more growth, all based on the dynamics of an essential personal relationship, in purging what's old and embracing what's new.
Wow.
Love that. I know that you did something like that for me, Mindy, and it changed my life. It is so nice to be able to know where everything is and to be able to get rid of all the old things and leave room for new things. And how long have you been doing this?
I have been doing it really as far as Prosperous Outlook going on 2 years now.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
And what? Tell us a little bit about your clients and what you've done and how it's changed their lives.
My clients work from being re-entering the workforce, low income based on a sliding scale, up to billionaires. For example, my billionaire was Miss Alabama in the beauty pageant, had undergone some serious surgery, was being honored at an international company and wanted to look sharp and beautiful as ever. We went shopping for a couple days, got her up to speed, and she looked absolutely elegant. On the other hand, we have beautiful women coming out of welfare, needed their self-confidence to be boosted as well, stopped all the chatter in the mind, got them full of confidence, dressed and clothed, and ready to go for their new beginning.
Right, so you cover all areas. And I know that I know a few people also that will not go anywhere unless they have consultation with you as to what they're going to wear out for their evening out, their party, or their weekend away, that they always consult with you first before doing any of that. So that must be a good feeling for you.
It's my pleasure. I do make house calls in that one, when someone gets in their closet and they're overwhelmed, not only can I zero in on what they ought to wear that particular day by releasing and donating things to charitable organizations and letting go of things, even that are sentimental, keeping a few things, I help them get ready for their event and their life, most important.
It sounds like you have an amazing gift, and it really is a part of cleaning out and getting organized emotionally and physically.
Yes.
I send you accolades for being able to do that for people.
Well, thank you. Thank you. It is something that I've honed in, and my skills are top-notch, so much so that people do not make any decisions until they give me a call and say, Mindy, I'm going to go to this fantastic event. What do you want me to wear to this black tie? Mindy, I'm going to this luncheon. What should I wear? And it's my pleasure to know their closet and know their home already so I can say, that's a great thing to wear.
Mm-hmm.
And sure enough, they say thank you.
Great. And I know that you're also really good at putting your efforts together and putting little fashion segments together, and people have called on you to do different organizations in that area. Do you want to tell our listeners a little bit about that?
Oh, certainly. I have been called upon major department stores. I have been called upon international women's clubs. I have been called upon organizations, nonprofit organizations. It's, and I'll be happy to name the beautiful names. However, what is my pleasure is I get models, being a former model and having those connections. I get the models. I get the clothing from wonderful international designers. I get the stylists. It's my pleasure to put it all together. Sherry, you have helped me being a stylist in many of these, getting the ladies' essential makeup and hairstyles, hair color, shaping. The face is perfect. The clothing is exactly what fits their body, and they go and model these beautiful things in front of hundreds of people. It's my pleasure to not only be the MC, yet be their stylist as well.
Yeah, that sounds very exciting.
It is. And it truly is.
And
it really is. I want it.
Well,
I want it. Now, are you also catering to men as well as women?
Oh, yes, indeed. I have taken men to many upscale, if I may, Neiman Marcus, for example, in a three-way mirror in a personal dressing room with the personal shoppers there. They sit in, and I just give them the seven best basic essentials. They check it out, and they're good to go. I've dealt with several models, TV, motion pictures, and just wonderful, wonderful, ordinary, as we all are really, and exceptional people, men and women included.
That's wonderful. That's Mindy, we have about 2 minutes before we need to sign off. Do you have an email address or a telephone number that you would like to share with our listeners?
I have both. Thank you. Diamond, D-I-A-M-O-N-D, A-L-A-2, at AOL.com. That's DiamondAla2 at AOL.com. You can reach me anytime at 305-305-4999. And, of course, my website, prosperousoutlook.com.
Beautiful. And in your email address, the 2 is the number 2?
Yes.
It is,
thank you, Patty.
Okay. Okay. All right. That's important with the email. Well, listeners, there you've heard it. We want you to reach out and contact Mindy. She can help you transform your life and help you on an upward incline toward living large. Sherry, do you have any last comments for Mindy?
Yes. I just want to reiterate that it's life transforming when you do that, when you are able to go in and shed out the old and get rid of negative and open yourself up to all new possibilities. It is truly living your life large, being able to go out and reinvent yourself like Mindy has helped so many people to do, and which I am getting ready to reinvent myself again. So be aware I'll
so
be calling you for an appointment myself.
Thank you for calling in, Mindy, and we hope you do call in again in the future. I'm sure our listeners have enjoyed hearing you.
Yes,
well,
thank you. We definitely want to hear from you again. Thank you so much.
Thank you, ladies.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
We have an interview with Monique Marvez. I met Monique through Sherry. Sherry's met Monique for a long time.
I'll tell you, you are really going to get excited because Monique is an incredible person. She's not your average girl, so don't expect to hear something from your average girl. She is bigger than life. She is not only bigger than life, she is living her life large. She is so excited about her life, and she should be. When I met Monique, she was a makeup artist at Burdine's, and I thought she was very beautiful, and I went up to her, as I always do, because I'm always promoting business for myself. I'm a hair and makeup artist myself, so I went up to her and told her I'd love to cut her hair, and that brought Monique to me, and we have been in a relationship for many, many years. I was actually the makeup artist and hairdresser for a couple of her weddings, so I know her very intimately. And I have watched her grow. I've watched her follow her passion. She wanted to create something creative and artistically, and she wanted to do something other than be in the corporate world. And she went after it, and nothing held her down. She had tunnel vision for what she wanted. She was going after stand-up and comedy, and she went in her own car with clothes in her car. She would actually almost be living in her car, going from one event to the other, traveling around and to go to this show. And now she is one of the top comedians in California. She's on the writing a fabulous book that should be coming out very soon. And she's actually one of my best friends. So I am really excited for you guys.
Well, let's see if we can bring her in. This is the moment you've been waiting for. We have Monique online with us. Monique, are you here?
You bet, yeah.
Hi, Monique. Welcome to our show.
Thank you for calling in.
It's my pleasure.
Monique, now we know we wanted you on this series because you are living large, and we know that it's taken you a while just following your passion to get to the point where you are in life now, and that you are just living large and enjoying every moment now. Could you tell our listeners what you do?
I do morning drive radio in San Diego. That's why I accidentally said good morning, because I usually wake up at 3:30 in the morning, and I always think it's morning. And when I was a stand-up, I used to tell grocery clerks, good night, thank you for coming. And now I tell everyone, good morning. So I guess after a while, it's an occupational hazard.
Oh, that's funny. So you do talk radio in California.
It's a hybrid, actually. It's a Jack format. So it's either, you know, me or John Lennon. But either way, you're going to get something good if you tune into us.
I love it. Could you tell our listeners how you followed this passion through life and how you had key people in your life helping you and supporting your desire to reach your goals?
To be perfectly blunt, it's Patty I'm talking to, correct?
Yes.
To be perfectly blunt, Patty, the first key person was God. That was the, when people say key people, I think you kind of put him in charge, and then he sends everybody else. And and I make jokes where I tell people I'm angel retentive because throughout my life, different angels have appeared in the form of human beings who have encouraged me, loved me, supported me, given me strength, and kept me going in the face of incredible odds. Stand-up comedy, which is where I started really being an entertainer, is a difficult business. It's male-oriented. I'm going to say 90% male, 10% female. And of that 10%, 10% are insane, and which I fall into that category, and 80% are insane lesbians, which I don't fall into that category, but I'm very sympathetic. I drive an SUV, I work for a living, and I buy batteries in bulk, and to find a Latina Catholic female who wanted to be married and have a family in my business doing what I do, I was in an army of one, but I was surrounded by people who were my family. They made a family for me, so that the fact that I now have no children, no husband, and, that I still feel the most loved and supported and luckiest girl in the world.
That's beautiful.
And when you started out, Monique, and you knew what your passion was, and you decided to follow that dream, I remember when we met.
Yes.
And you were so motivated and so you had tunnel vision. You did not let anything keep you down.
No. Here's what's the weird thing in life, and I hope I'm not saying things that shock people. I am not special. Everyone is special. So that makes you non-special. Everyone is special. Everyone in the world has a passion and a gift. And I believe that a lot of that, you know, you're push through life like a spaghetti at a pasta maker. And what made me and formed me into this particular shape of noodle is the fact that, you know, my father was manic depressive and suffered with a history of mental illness, had shock treatment. There's a lot that I account for in the book. So your parents create in you somewhat what they need in themselves or lack in themselves, which is so many people have children just to keep them from being lonely or to have a new person to try their shtick on. I'm not sure that my dad would have been a parent left to his own devices, but he did have me through my mother, and we were very much alike. And because he identified so strongly in me, he basically, for lack of a better term, took complete possession of me as a small child. And, you know, there's something very powerful in being part of a tribe of two. And because he suffered from manic depression, I became a comedian. I don't recall a time in my life when I wasn't funny, when I didn't understand the power of cheering people up or the desire to cheer people up. It's in my DNA. And so as the years passed, you know, I was always a comic. I was a comic in retail. I was a comic in insurance. I was in every job I had. I was always the funniest, most personable, most charismatic person in the workplace. So when I started comedy in my late 20s, I'd already been doing it for all of my life. So my first night as an open micer, the club owner said, you know, how long have you been doing this? I said, I was the girl on the phone. This is the first time I've ever done this. He said, you're a natural. Come back in next Thursday. And that was that. I'd been bitten by the bug. I mean, my first time on stage, it went phenomenally well. I could lie, but what's the point? I've had 3 failed marriages, you know, but I've had an amazing comedy career.
Tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you and your website and a little bit about, you know, your book that's coming out and how to get in touch with your radio station, just so they can, we'll be able to tap into more of you.
Please do me a favor and listen at sandiegojack.com. That's it. It's just that easy. San Diego Jack. It's a Jack format, which means we play a variety of music. It's sort of like an iPod shuffle for poor people. And then they have people, which is me. The show's called Monique and the Man, and the man is a wonderful human being. He's one of my best friends, so there's a lot of natural chemistry on the show. And I every morning I wake up and I say a little prayer. I say, you know, dear God, let me reveal something that will entertain people and make them happy. Let me lead by showing my heart first so they'll reveal theirs second, because there's a lot of phone in. And let me leave them better than I found them. And that's what I always pray for, those three things. Let me be brave, let them be happy, and let them be better than they were before they came into my life.
Mm-hmm. And is this an everyday show, Monique?
Yep, I'm on Monday through Friday, 5 a.m. to 9 a.m. San Diego time.
Mm-hmm. Fabulous. And tell us a little bit about your book. I know that's your book is coming out soon.
Yes, it is. It's called Not Skinny, Not Blonde. It's about me. I am not skinny or blonde. But
beautiful, very beautiful.
Thank you, Sherry. It's it has a lot to do with being exactly who you want to be and not saying what you're not, but saying what you are. So, when you take your own inventory, inventory the good stuff. Go into the storehouse and the silos and the barn. Don't go into the empty pantry and go, oh, there's just a can of green peas in here. You know, you have an abundance of things within you to nurture and feed people. Maybe you just don't know what it is yet, but it's in there. I promise you, everybody has it.
Right, looking at the good things, not looking at the negative things.
Oh, God, no. I have the best. I say it all the time. I have a very dear friend who Sherry has met named Kyle, and I'm 45. I say it openly. I have no problem, and I'll send you a picture, and trust me, I'm happier and look better now than I did at 25, and Sherry can vouch for that. And, Sherry, that's your turn to say yes.
I said.
Okay, good. And, when I was a little girl, a younger girl, I always knew I was different and that I was going to be a late bloomer. Like, I wasn't the popular girl. I was just, you know, relatively popular, and I wasn't a cheerleader, and I wasn't, throughout my life, I would always see other people getting opportunities, and they had, you know, either a great marriage or beautiful children, or it was a comedian that got a deal when I didn't, and for years, at 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, I kept hearing the universe go, not yet, not yet, and I would tell my best girlfriend, Claudia, I'd say, Claudia, I'm going to be a very late bloomer, and she'd say, are you a late bloomer because you're speaking it into being, or are you a late bloomer because you're intuitive and you just sense it and it's something you tell yourself to comfort yourself? And I'd say, you know what, I'll never know the difference, so who cares? I will never know.
Good answer.
So for years I would hear the universe, not yet, not yet. Well, in about the last 90 days, and I have a story to share that I've been saving special that Sherry doesn't know, the last couple of years, things have been going amazing in my life. But, you know, I had the collapse of my third marriage. My father became ill and died. And it was still not yet. I was doing great in radio. I hit number 2 in San Diego, which beat out 2 heritage stations that have been here forever. Not yet. And then recently I've heard the universe lean over and lean in my ear and just yell, now! It's now! Now is your turn. And amazing things are happening for me, just amazing, amazing television opportunities, writing opportunities, performing opportunities. My Showtime special, Latin Divas of Comedy, has done extremely well. I've done some casino dates for stand-up, making amazing money because of the Showtime special, Latin Divas of Comedy. And so I was telling my friend Kyle, who's 25, but he's a very old soul, 26 now, and we're very close. I said, Kyle, when I was 6, if the universe would have said to me, you know what, your time's not going to come for 39 years, at 6 years old, I would have said, oh, my God, will I have teeth? Will I even enjoy it? Will I be blind? You know, because when you're 6, you think 45 is the end of the world. And I kept saying, but if they could have shown me on a film, like if it's your turn at 25 or 30, this is what it'll look like. When it's your turn at 45, this is what it'll look like, even at I would have picked now. I would have picked what's going on now. I would have said, all right, I'll hold out. I might not have teeth or remember it, but I'll take 45. And
wow.
And it's my turn now. And when I tell you it's my turn, it is so delicious. I wake up every morning and go, oh, my, oh, is that me? Is that little old me that dropped out of Miami-Dade Community College in the $2.5 million house on the Pacific Ocean with the eight-man jacuzzi on the roof? Oh, shucks, it is me. Oh, yes. Oh, my God, it's so me. Now, am I wearing $30 lace underwear that nobody's looking at me in, but I wear them because I like them? Oh, yeah, that's me. I'm in the panties. I win.
Oh, I know, and I love that I have watched you through your processes and through all your jobs and your makeup artist and your insurance or all the different little jobs that you've had, and you are just an amazing example and inspiration for people to just be who you are and just live your life.
Yeah, it's my job. People go, what do you do for a living? I get to be me with a mic in my face.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Either I'm sitting down and there's a mic in my face, or I'm standing up on stage and there's a mic in my face. That's my life, my job. I'm Monique. I got a mic in my face, and I'm loving it. I do. I love my life so much. I can't even express. I hope people can feel it with their stomach if they can't hear it with their ears. I sometimes have to pull my car over in San Diego because it's a sunny day and I'm driving across the 101 and lean my head on the steering wheel, and tears run down my face, and I say, oh, my, what do you want me to do? And the voice says, just go out and be you and do what I tell you. I go, I'm in. Whatever you want. And it's my life. That's my life. I pray. I listen. I love. That's all I do. That's it.
And a little bit more about your book. When is it coming out? What are,
you know what? I have to refinish it. There's a couple things you don't know, Sherry, and I'm going to fill you in on them. I tell Sherry and I have been friends for many years, and I tell her most everything. I had broken the curse of poverty in June of 2005, so I've been in abundance for I broke it in June 11th of 2003. I've been in abundance for 5 years. I immediately got a six-figure job when I broke the curse of poverty, but I recently, and I've been in real abundance the last 2.5 years, and part of it was just deserving. I already had a radio job, but then I got a better radio job paying 3 times with the first one paid when I allowed that to happen. Well, I recently broke the curse of small, and when I broke the curse of small, and I'll talk to you about that because it's an important story that I think is going to move your listeners, I actually gave the money of my, what they call an advance in the publishing industry, I gave the money back to my publisher and decided that I wanted to write the book differently than how they had expected. They're a very respected publishing house, and they're lovely people, but they basically publish self-help books, spiritual books and self-help books,
mm-hmm.
and they were trying to make the book into sort of a comedian's view of how to be a happy person or, you know, 12 steps to lack your way to a good life, and that's not me, and that's not my story, and I don't like to be pigeonholed.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
during a very heated divorce hearing where I had to pay a person 6 figures in a divorce settlement, I figured, you know what, as long as I'm cleaning up my life, let me just go the distance, and I wrote a check for $22,000 and gave it back to my publisher and said, thank you, no thank you. And I flew to New York on a whim, on a trip, to see my girlfriend, Deborah. And I told my agent, well, if you can hook me up with a literary guy, then the trip will be tax deductible. You know, always looking for, you know, as long as I'm in
mm-hmm.
New York, let me do some business and outsmart Uncle Sam while I'm having a wonderful meal. And I met a literary agent who I fell in love with, who I told him how I was writing the book and how I wanted to write the book. And he said, oh, no, you have to be you, which is it's a repeating theme that the universe has been telling me my whole life, but now I can hear it because I'm in a space where I think I'm good enough, and just being me is good enough, and just showing up is the gig. So and showing up in every way, showing up for yourself, showing up in integrity, showing up in honesty. So he
mm-hmm.
said, go back, rewrite the book, put all the guts back in, all the guts and gore and pain and tears and hardship, put it all back in, and I promise you I can sell it, and you're going to get a whole lot of money for it. So mm-hmm. I am rewriting Not Skinny, Not Blonde.
Well, that I tell you, that just goes to show, like our show last week was about when you have, if you have a plan A, how do you handle plan B? You know, because we all know, you know, what our plan A is, but once our plan B comes, it's like just what you did. You went with the flow, you made changes, and now plan B is going to be better than plan A.
Way better. And mm-hmm. and my second ex-husband, because I've been married three times, my second ex-husband, who Sherry did my hair for two of my three weddings, and my third wedding I eloped, but my second ex-husband, who I loved very, very, very deeply, and we're still quite close, I asked him once jokingly, I said, if you were to give someone two pieces of advice of how to deal with Monique, what would you tell them? And he said, number one, if she says it's red, it's red. It's not purple. It's not maroon. It's not pink. She has no axe to grind, and she's a completely logical person. Like I don't talk just to talk. If I say something, mm-hmm. I've thought it through, it means something. If she says it's red, it's red. He said, and the second thing is, if you can live with the not knowing, it's always better than anything you can imagine. Mm-hmm. And one of the problems that we had, which is why we're not together, I tell people, love is not enough. And love is not enough. You have to want what the other person wants. Excuse me, there's somebody at my door, and my dog is very excited, but I have a girlfriend who's going to handle it. But if you can live with the not knowing, it's always better than anything you can imagine. And that's because I've always lived my life, and maybe that's because I had an unstable childhood, so I had a blessing in that I went to 5 different elementaries, 1 junior high, and 3 high schools. So because I was constantly being moved and shuffled, I learned to live with the not knowing. And because God always took care of me, I had what I call deposits in the faith bank. So I tell people, if you can live with the not knowing, it's always better than anything you can imagine. He always has
right.
a better plan for you than you do.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Now, you mentioned earlier that angels came into your life along the way.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a couple of examples of some of
oh,
those
my
angels?
Goodness. Well, one of my first big angels was my fourth grade teacher, Geraldine Pollock. She was wonderful. My parents were getting divorced, and it was the height of misery, and my childhood was really so difficult at that point. And my fourth grade teacher, for some weird reason, she was only 24. Her birthday's November 9th, and I always think of her every year on her birthday. Mm-hmm. My fourth grade teacher took an interest in me. She just liked me. She just thought I was a special kid. So she would do things with me after school. She would invite me to stay late. She knew I was a latchkey kid. I don't think she liked the idea of me going home alone at 2:30 in the afternoon. So I would clean erasers and talk. And she would talk to me just like an adult. She would tell me about her boyfriend and give me love. And she was just amazing. So Geraldine Pollock was my first big angel. And she was in fourth grade. And then later that year, I mean, who would think in the same year I had to leave Miss Pollock and go to another neighborhood when my parents divorced. I had another teacher named Audrey MacArthur, and she recommended me for the gifted program. I remember I thought I was in trouble because she sent me home with a note in an envelope, and I thought I was in trouble. And I'll never forget it because it was leap year. It was 1972, and it was a leap year. And she asked, she said, class, do you know why we have a leap year? And I raised my hand, and I said, because it takes the Earth 23 hours, 56 minutes, and 4.1 seconds to turn, leaving us a quarter of a day at the end of the year, and thus we have leap year. And then she looked out at the class and said, would anybody like to add to that? She wrote a note and sent me home, and I thought I was in trouble for being a wise ass or something. She recommended me for the gifted program. And when I was around other children who were unusually sensitive and somewhat intelligent and expressive, I didn't feel odd. I didn't feel it was wonderful when I was in the gifted program. So those were the two that at a very important juncture in my life stepped in and changed the course of my life. And then, you know, in my teens, I had a few. And Sherry is one of my angels. I met Sherry at 21 years old. She walked up to me in a department store. I was doing cosmetics for Yves Saint Laurent, and she had bright orangey red hair and the most beautiful smile, big teeth. And she walked up to me, and she said, I've walked around the department, and I think that you're cute and you're nice, and I own a beauty salon, and I would like to cut your hair so that you can tell other people here that I cut your hair, because I was in the middle of the busiest store in the Federated Chain of Verdine Stadeland, and I just loved her, and I said, okay. And little did I know that the free haircut would turn into a person who I've known more than half my life, and I couldn't possibly love more if we were related by blood. And Sherry has been there. When I started stand-up, Sherry would round up 20 people and say, you've got to go see my friend Monique. And they're like, but it's at midnight at a drag show on South Beach. She's like, I don't care. Get in the car. You know, you're going to see her. And
right.
And you know, and throughout my life, and now my friend Kyle I was telling you about, he has an amazing family that make the Cleavers look like swinging perverts. And and I'm privy and have access to an amazing family. I always wanted a family, like people that pass the mashed potatoes and go, hey, would you like some gravy instead of, why can't you get off drugs? You know, so now I even have a normal family that, you know, so you eventually get everything that you want in the world if you just wait for it and know that it's on its way to you.
And just know, right.
which leads us to what our show is on this week, which is about having your core support group and how important it is to not put yourself around people that are sabotagers, that don't want you to be successful, and they try to knock you down. So talk to us a little bit about how you keep the people around you, people that are positive and people that are your support group.
Here's the most important thing about what you just said. It's the most basic thing in the world, and that is go where you feel good. And we're not trained to do that. We're trained, I don't care what religion you're in, Judeo-Christian or Catholic, we are trained from childhood to put up with people's garbage and to feel guilty if we don't want to visit Aunt Rose, who's always negative, or Uncle Chuck, the alcoholic, or, you know, and I have these people in my life, but they're not named Rose and Chuck. And we're trained to do a lot of things out of obligation and out of guilt and out of necessity and out of, you know, who has the money in the family, so you're nice to that person. And we're not trained, and we're never told. Nobody ever looks at a little kid and goes, you know what? You have amazing instincts. If you don't like somebody, me, the mom, is not going to like them either, because you probably know more than me, because I've had the world put on me and you haven't. We're not trained to be – we're not told. Follow who you love. Follow who makes you feel good. Follow who really, when you leave them, you feel great. Follow that person. We're not taught that. So whenever I adopt my Chinese baby, I'm just kidding, the first thing I'm going to teach Ling Ling is, you know what? If you don't like them, ignore them. Ignore them. Take your mind off of them. I'm not saying dislike them, badmouth them, nothing. Ignore them. Because they don't vibrate where you vibrate. And you have to leave room so that all the great people that are supposed to be in your life can come. If you've got your garage full of junky cars, where are you going to park the Maserati?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have an amazing circle of friends now. There's not one clinker. Everybody is amazing in their own right, in their own field, in their own way. I had to get rid of a lot of people, and I didn't get rid of them. I just ignored them, and they went away.
Mm-hmm. And naturally they went away.
Yeah, you have to follow what feels right in your stomach.
Mm-hmm.
Right, you have to be aligned with what's good for you, and keeping the people around that are highly, they're motivating you, they're keeping your vibration up. You know, when you feel good and you feel high and you're excited to be around people, and they're supporting you in what your passion and what your dream is.
Right. Gabriel Garcia Marquez, who won the Nobel Prize for Literature, he wrote 100 Years of Solitude, Love in the Time of Cholera. He's an amazing person, and he says in a letter he wrote when he was leaving public life to heal from cancer, he said that people will not remember you for what you think. They won't even remember you for what you say. They will remember you for what you do. And your actions and who you are in the world create an atmosphere. All I ever want is for people to walk away from me saying, man, I love that girl. I can't wait to see her again. And if you can create that around you, then you got it made. That's living, man.
Right.
That's living.
Right.
That's
exactly.
That's living. When people go, when am I going to see you again? When you leave them and they grab your face and go, you rock, sister. That's your life. Nobody tells you rock. Guess what? You're not rocking.
Oh, that's great. We have about 3 minutes left. Is there anything you'd like to share with our listeners?
Number one, be yourself. I used to only tell comedians would say, do you have any advice for comedy? And I'd say, yeah, get the hell out. Because I figured if they didn't, then they were meant to be in. Like, if I slapped the tar out of them and they showed up next Thursday, all right, you're either funny or stupid. And you know what? You can turn funny. You can turn funny. And most people, if you're already stupid, you're not going to turn more stupid. So coming out and hanging out with open micers can only do you good. But I would always tell comedians, the more your act is you, the less people can steal it. The less generic it is, the harder it is to steal. So be yourself. Write bits about your family, your heart, your soul, your cosmology, what you think, and then you've got a good act. And you know what I realized? It works for everyone. Be yourself, and no one can steal it. So that's number one piece of advice. Be yourself to the max. Number two, and this is the one people always ask me, don't be afraid to dream big. Your life is like a movie. When you go before God with the script, ask for a big budget, you know? You can always not use the computer animated. You can always not use the props. But why not go in asking for everything? Because you know what I'm going to tell you? He'll greenlight it. Because then you're going to be so sorry you didn't ask for the extra mechanical camel. You're going to be like, oh, my movie would have been so much better with the mechanical camel. And number three, you know, just love is love. Love, love, wake up and love things. And if you don't love anything, then go out in your life and get something that you love and practice, you know,
beautiful.
A little dog or something. And your heart's a muscle. Use it. Train it. Love. Love, love. Wake up and love.
Well, Monique, that's great. That's some great things that you told everybody to that they can take home with them and do. And is there, for last few seconds, is there a website that we can find you at?
If you find me at San Diego Jack, just keep in touch with me through there. I am building Monique Marvez, themoniquemarvez.com. It's not built yet. So just listen to me in streaming audio and keep in touch with me. And when my website's up, then we'll have a party, and we'll have a virtual party.
Great. Well, virtual, yes. And I'll be at that party.
Yes, you will.
Yes,
you will.
Thank you for your time and for
my
sharing
pleasure.
With our listeners everything
Thank
you've
you
done
so
today.
Much, Monique.
It was my total pleasure. Keep in touch, ladies.
Okay.
Okay. Got it.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.